My name is Shahda Abu Salama. I'm a Palestinian from Gaza, born and raised in Jabalia refugee camp. I'm here for the exhibition. Many of the artists, actually, all of them who produced this work weren't able to be here. And the reason why they're not here is due to this brutal reality that they're living until now, and that continues for over 7 decades of settler colonialism and oppression and dispossession and control over every segment of their lives. It is very important that this artwork is exhibited here because it allows others who live in distant places and safe zones to imagine how it is like for someone who has been all their lives subjected to such systematic forms of oppression and suppression, and they're trying through this work to convey how it is like to be a Palestinian, how it is like to be denied the right to even express, to convey their sorrow and to demand a just solution for their reality. I hope that this work does create the renaissance that it deserves. It obviously has the power to make any human being communicate with this, and I hope that that the message will be delivered, and the people actually move beyond just sympathy and solidarity to have serious actions and stop who are giving support, unconditional support to Israel, to continue doing this in their names. They have to have a say in what their governments are doing, and they have to stand with the oppressed against the oppressor and have a stance and a decision in what their governments are doing.
Is there any one artwork, any one piece here at the exhibition that sums up much of what you're saying?
Well, I think in every piece of art here, there is an aspect of the Palestinian lives. You see the misery of the faces of the children, and at the same time, you see the longing for just an ordinary life. And yeah, I think it's very powerful. It's very powerful, and it gives a message that thousands of words cannot give.
Ronan Tynan, filmmaker and human rights defender. The thing that really sticks with me even now is the testimonies the children gave to the camera of describing F-16s and shells and shrapnel killing even family members, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters beside them in bed as their houses were bombed. The key part of the exhibition is our 400 drawings prepared by the children of Gaza on pieces of cement paper. In other words, bags of cement were torn up, cement that was given to them to rebuild their homes, and they drew various pictures upon them. And I suppose just the sense that these bags of cement were given to their families to repair their bombed houses in a sort of dramatic way brought home to me, in a way, strangely enough, that TV news bulletins almost, despite their graphic nature, often cannot do, is that sense of the destruction that took place and the suffering it imposed on children who were direct witnesses. So it's unsurprising, perhaps, that almost 400 children in Gaza, subjected to that relentless bombardment, are in need of psychological help. And obviously, preparing artworks like the ones that one would have the privilege to see at this exhibition clearly helps them, but they offer unique testimony to the incredible suffering, the brutality they were subjected to in that bombardment. And, you know, I say that, you know, out of a real sense, a humanitarian sense. Even if we were capable of setting the politics aside, this was modern barbarism of a kind that's almost unimaginable in terms of the terror it inflicted upon its victims, especially children.